This is your coronavirus update podcast. Coming up, the latest COVID trends, news with impact, the VAERS update, and a new study by the World Health Organization is causing concerns about mRNA vaccines. All this and more on your coronavirus update. With your coronavirus update for Monday, June 22nd, 2023, I'm Jim Watkins. The update is sponsored by Florida Vacations at siestakeys.com. Here are the latest COVID numbers, then we'll look at headlines and finally VAERS stats as well. As of today, global cases stands at 690.285 million. Deaths from COVID-related illness stands at 1% or 6,890,500 deaths. Daily cases being reported remains at levels before the pandemic began. Daily case counts on a global scale, the seven-day average, is now just 36,000 approximately per day. Average daily deaths from COVID also continue to decline and stands at just under 180 deaths total per day attributed to COVID-related illness. On Sunday, no country reported more than 10 deaths from COVID-19. Only six of the 196 countries who report COVID data reported deaths. No COVID deaths were reported in the U.S. in the last 24 hours. The seven-day average fatality rate in the United States for COVID-19 stands at 3. Now taking a look at headlines. Last week, the World Health Organization published a finding that indicates mRNA vaccines can create autoimmune conditions which have led to multiple sclerosis for some patients. The report was published on May 22nd. The paper entitled COVID Vaccination Can Induce Multiple Sclerosis outlines chain reactions that occur when the body's immune response mistakes nerve membranes for spike proteins. The paper is available online at the World Health Organization website. Other news, COVID-19 shots are turning out to be more of a time bomb than ever imagined. This new discovery of the presence of green monkey DNA, including tumor-linked viral promoters in the jabs, has one microbiologist and immunologist calling for immediate halt to the use of mRNA vaccines, according to the Epoch Times. Microbiologist Kevin McKernan, a former researcher and team leader for the MIT Human Genome Project, has discovered massive DNA contamination in the mRNA COVID-19 shots, including simian virus 40, otherwise known as SV40 promoters. SV40 promoters have been linked to cancer in humans, including mesotheliomas, lymphomas, and cancers of the brain and bone. In 2002, The Lancet published evidence linking polio vaccines contaminated with SV40 to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. According to the authors, the vaccine may be responsible for up to 50% of the 55,000 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cases diagnosed each year. In a related story, the Centers for Disease Control is now warning adults about the dangers of a rise in mpox. What was formerly known as monkeypox is expected to rise due to the celebration of Pride Month around the world. Monkeypox is deadly, but for most patients, it can cause destructive skin lesions and lead to permanent scars and is spread through mostly sexual contact. In 2021, there was an outbreak of mpox stemming from Pride celebration events being held in Spain and Belgium. A first-of-its-kind study assessing COVID-19 mRNA vaccine safety in children 5 and under has reported no serious side effects associated with the vaccines. However, experts have questions about the study's design, potentially impacting the findings' validity. Dr. Andrew Boston, a cardiovascular research expert and retired professor of medicine at Brown University, and pediatrician Dr. Michelle Critella questioned the study's design. The study lacked a valid control group, they argue, which can undermine the findings. Rather than comparing vaccinated children against the unvaccinated, in this study, children vaccinated 1 to 21 days before surveillance were compared to those vaccinated 22 to 42 days before, implying that vaccinated children became the control group after day 22. Boston argued that by adopting this approach, the authors assumed that the risk of adverse effects vanishes after day 22. Now with a look at the latest VAERS reports tabulated by the CDC and available at openvaers.com, These are the numbers of patients and healthcare workers who reported adverse effects, usually within 72 hours after receiving a COVID vaccination. 35,347 deaths have been reported, 17,000 cases of Bell's palsy, just over 5,000 miscarriages, over 19,900 heart attacks, 27,000 cases of myocarditis, and just over 66,000 people reported becoming permanently disabled. For a full breakdown, check openbears.com. For the week of June 12th, 2023, this is your coronavirus update. All information is derived from Johns Hopkins University, the CDC, the World Health Organization, and some reports by the Epoch Times. Follow us on Google, iTunes, and Spotify podcasts. Jim Watkins reporting.